Hello.
Hi. Inflect your voice.
Inflect.
That made it rounds yesterday.
Inflect your voice. Yeah, sure did.
You know, I was at NBC Sports last night.
Were you?
Boston Sports Tonight.
Oh, BS, low BST.
Many people entertained by that segment yesterday. Lots of standing around watching. You know, they've got the... You know, the really cool replay system.
Right.
You can go to any point during the day and go back and pinpoint sections of shows.
Right.
And there's a lot of standing around watching that on a loop and then slowing it down and pinpointing and being stuck.
Get that real broadcaster thing going on there.
My boy. that doesn't even do it justice.
I'm glad we entertained the people there.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
They should do more of that on that show.
Here to serve.
It'd be much more entertaining.
The what?
They should do more of that on that show. It'd be much more.
Oh, on BST?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could use that.
Yeah.
They could use a few more.
Did Kern swear once? Like he said
very,
BS because you could say bull.
It was very serious. Were you a very serious sports boy last night?
Oh,
very
no.
Serious boy.
Oh, no.
No?
What'd you talk about?
We talked some Bruins. We talked some Patriots. No, we had a good time.
Oh. Were you hosting, Hardy?
No.
You were leading the segment that I watched.
Because
he just took it over.
Well, DJ and Giles were sitting there monkeying around, and I said, "Okay, someone's got to start this thing." So I just did it.
What's up with his hair?
Who?
DJ's.
Oh, it's all over the place.
It's got a lot of it.
Yeah.
Jealous.
A lot of moss there.
A lot of flow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You see the front page today of the New York Daily News?
Yeah. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
You know what? I don't get it either.
So
explain it to me.
Weekend at Bernie's.
New York,
yeah.
Get it. Haha.
Bernie's dead.
Yes.
They're basically saying that Gronk his career is dead.
Oh. You see, it would have made more sense if the game were at Gillette, though.
No. Because it's in New York where Weekend at Bernie's was filmed, like on Long Island. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah,
it's
but
a
it was
Weekend
at
Bernie's theme because Bernie's a dead guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're saying that Gronk. Speaking in football terms, is pretty much dead.
But Bernie could still party.
The movie took place at Bernie's house.
Bernie could still move a little bit. Remember when they put the headphones on Bernie?
The strings on him.
The arrow through his head.
Sunglasses.
Underwater. Yeah. Remember that?
I've
remember
watched,
on the back of the boat.
I think that was number two. I think that was Weekend Bernie's 2.
Yeah, I watched like parts of it a couple of times. Did they ever reconcile how the body didn't like decompose?
No, I don't think they ever really touched on that. Wasn't important to the plot.
You're talking about rigor mortis. Why didn't rigor mortis set it?
Because he was Bernie, man. Why could a dead guy walk around?
But the point is they're saying Gronk is dead.
Gronk is pretty much dead. Manish Mehta, who is, I think I would say he's anti-patriot in a lot of ways. Mm. And so therefore, I think his column today gets the treatment of, he's a hater. He's a Patriots hater. That's what he is. The headline is Rob Gronkowski. One of the most feared tight ends on the planet is a shell of his former self, and his Patriot days are numbered. All right, let's start there. Agree or disagree?
That's kind of what we've been talking about.
Sort of agree.
Yeah.
Not sure what I would disagree with there. I think
not
his Patriot days are... I think his Patriot days are numbered.
Whether... It's going to be a bad day. Just going to tell you guys.
Who's out there?
Reindeer.
There's someone in a full Rudolph costume that just walked by the window. I don't usually get distracted by the window. That's usually Zoe's job. But what the hell was that?
I want my old beetle back.
Now I want them in here.
I want my
now
old
I want the
back.
Rudolph in here.
Well,
I want to get the Rudolph's thoughts on Gronkowski.
I don't know if we need that.
I think we do. No, I think we absolutely do. Just a pass through.
Yeah.
Just so the viewers in NBC Sports Boston know what we're doing.
Is that okay, Jim?
We need to get Zoe a piece of paper during this segment anyway, so it's a good opportunity. Maybe the reindeer can deliver it to you.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
I don't disagree with the headline. I think his Patriot days are numbered, whether it be by his choice to retire or them saying, we're not paying you $12 million next year. Copy for something. They need to bring something in.
Oh, live reads.
Yeah.
Yes, get that
so
in.
I don't even disagree. I don't disagree from the start on the headline. Yep.
No, it's fair.
He's not. He is a shell of his former self. He's not the same guy anymore. He's not the same tight end. Hasn't been this year. Production tells the story. And he's not one of the most feared tight ends in the league right now.
We just went over the money. The high-priced veterans are probably not going to be here next year. And he is one of them. you know, is retirement in play? Yeah, we asked that question a week ago. So, I mean, it's a fair article. It is.
I just said 2 days ago I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he was playing for the Patriots next year, more so than I would be if he...
Some music, please.
And,
oh, yeah. Wait, probably Rudolph.
Look at that.
Be nice.
I have no idea what this is for or why Rudolph's in the building.
This is how assassination
takes place. Say hello to the cameras before you go.
You got to scrunch down. The lighting isn't
good. It's good. It's good.
Is anybody work in this building?
Your hoodie is showing, Rudolph. You need to zip up your spine zipper.
See you, Rudolph.
Leave it to Jim to pick the most original copy sung from 1950.
I'd love this one.
For what?
Yeah.
The original. Had a very shiny nose. And if you no idea what that was all about.
Jim's going to decorate his tree tonight. How about that? Usually saves it till the night after Thanksgiving.
Always 48 hours ahead of schedule this week.
Jim said it's going to be so cold on Thanksgiving tomorrow, he wants to throw his kids a bone to have something to look forward to, so they're going to put the tree up tonight. So I said, actually
they like
sit
to go
there
to the football game, the Thanksgiving game.
They don't want Jim's
I'm not
kids
going on that cold tomorrow.
It's going to be cold tomorrow.
Well, then why don't you put it up tomorrow so they have something to do instead of going to the football game?
I might put it up tonight so they can decorate it tomorrow.
You got nothing to do tonight.
You could take your high school games tomorrow and shove it, by the way.
I'm with you on that.
Normally
I'm like, oh, you're playing the weather. It's football.
All
know?
Set.
Yeah. You know, if it's snowing and you got 3 inches of snow, you play in that. You don't want to play in 0 degrees. You don't want to
go watch it. I don't care about the players. I care about the crowd.
Yeah, I can.
I was saying this yesterday when towns were considering moving it. Forget the play. I don't care about the players. They'll be fine. It's about, do you want people to come watch your game or not? Do you want a crowd for your Thanksgiving Day game? Or do you want 6 people in the stands? Because the difference between having it tonight and tomorrow is people show up tonight. Tomorrow, it's just your parents and they're there begrudgingly. So that's what it is. That's what you have.
I agree.
Back to Manish Mehta in the Daily News. He writes that Rob Gronkowski is a decrepit version of his former indestructible self.
That's a little strong.
That's hyperbole.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, also inaccurate because he's never been indestructible.
True. Never in his career has he been indestructible. Injuries throughout.
No, but starting in college. I mean, this was the narrative on him as being, you know, this unstoppable force. It's never been true. When he's healthy, he's phenomenal. Greatest tight end to ever play the game by many estimations. But to say that he is somehow fit, no, he's always dealt with stuff. Always. It's always been there.
He writes that Gronk is now a wobbly 6'6", 268-pound dude plodding along like some tip calculator-carrying resident of Del Boca Vista.
Oh, that's strong.
Clever.
His body is 29 going on 92. Watching him run around on the few fall Sundays that he's actually available is cringe-worthy stuff. He says he's Bernie and the weekend is nearly upon us. The Patriot way means one thing and one thing only. Gronk's key card into the gates of the evil empire will be deactivated the minute this season ends. It's over for the best tight end of this generation. The Patriots' message to their lovable giant will be crystal clear in the coming months. Bag it, Gronk. You're done here.
I take that article. I run it off. I stick it right in his locker today. Start the week off with that. Here, this is what they think of you down there. Then I feed him the ball 11 times. How many catches do you think he'll have on Sunday?
Here's where I think they just get ahead of themselves.
I'll go with 7.
I think he's probably done at the end of the year. But I don't think he's got nothing left in the tank.
Oh, like, I think whatever he has left, he's leaving on the field.
Yes. And that's what I think they miss here.
Has he been single
Because
covered?
What Zoe just described could easily happen on Sunday.
Yeah.
Where he catches 8 balls for $120 and a touchdown. And you say, oh, look, he's still got the ability, but it's really hard to bring that week to week. In fact, he's had very few weeks like that, but he's still got a few left.
Didn't they target him like 17 times? Remember he was hurt? He was on that pitch count. The first game he played was against the Jets down there. Didn't they target him 17 times? He had like 11 grabs. I think that was a number. So, I mean, it's a good matchup for him. You know they're going to double him. They have to double him. Tell me the last time somebody single covered him other than Eric Berry. Eric Berry a year ago was the only guy that really could cover him one-on-one. Plus, he got hurt down there, too. You know, the way he dove, and then he get hurt with the hit by Earl Thomas. So that's in the back of his head. All those little hits, the little twinges, you know, when he lands. That, ooh, That's sharp pain. What is that? Is that
so,
a bone chip?
New York is coming after Rob Gronkowski. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're saying he's dead.
You got to hit Brady first.
They're saying he's got nothing left. What does that mean for Rob Gronkowski this weekend? 617-779-0985. We got to ask Hardy if he's still planning on ordering Tiger versus Phil for Friday. Don't
it's
answer it
cheesy,
yet.
But...
Don't answer it yet, Hardy. I want you to hear something before you answer that question.
Okay.
We will address that. Burt Breer is going to join us coming up at 10:50 this morning. Got a lot to get to with him. Talk a lot of football. We will, of course, have high school highlights throughout the day from over the years with a lot of new material to offer you today.
Sarge was really good yesterday.
Yeah, it really was. Really was. It's a coming out party. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next and some audio from Phil versus Tiger. There is already a side bet going on. That's next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Second and 10, eye formation. Looks like Driscoll, the deep man in the eye. Austin throws it out. Oh, it's a backwards pass. That's a live ball. It's a live ball. Pick it up, Cody.
Yes.
There he goes. There he goes.
Touchdown, Minamuskegon.
Oh, wait a minute. He's saying it's an incomplete pass. There's no way that's incomplete.
Absolutely not.
That's a backwards pass by 5 yards.
Absolutely not.
There's no way that's an incomplete pass. That's a backwards pass. It's a live ball. That's a touchdown taken off the board against the Green Wave. And that man does not have that call or the view.
Lion football! Horrible!
Boo! 5 yard backwards pass, live ball, touchdown off the board for the Green Wave. Nuts and bolts, we got screwed. Third down. 3:46 on the clock.
Boo! That's the best part. Did the color guy leave? Did he just slam? Did you hear him slam?
He slammed his headset down to yell out the booth.
The ref.
He yelled at the booth. Yelling out the booth. Learn football.
To the ref.
Abington,
come on, man.
Abington Rockland, 2010. Here's that one.
Lion football! Horrible!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Hiss!
617-779.
Incorrect call! Boo!
How many times did he say lateral?
That's lateral.
Oh, so good. So good. I think that was Sean Riley and Kevin Whalen that
related?
Called that. Kind of remember their names.
A lot of Rileys in these clips.
Yeah, Riley and Whalen.
Weird family.
Whalen and Riley.
Yeah.
I think they're still doing it to this day. Let's get to another piece of sound. This not football related.
Okay.
This related to Phil versus Tiger coming up on Friday.
Yes.
How much is it again? $24.99?
I think it's 20.
Oh, they went down to 20. The final price was $20. You still in? As of this second?
100% in.
Okay. Hardy is 100% in.
They're buying it.
Let's hear the first sneak peek at Phil and Tiger making a side bet. Have a listen.
So I've thought a lot about this, and There are spots out on the course that are some great spots for a little challenge. And the challenges are coming directly out of our pockets, okay?
Ooh.
And I feel like the first hole is a great hole for me. And I believe, in fact, I'm willing to risk $100,000 that says I birdie the first hole. So that's how good I feel heading into this match. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take it at all. But
hold
I'm going to throw that
off,
out
hold
there.
Hold on. So you think you can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes. 200 says I birdie the first hole.
All right, just water down the left. He likes to lose his golf ball to the left. It's a little flare out that he hits.
See, here's what you're missing.
See, these are
I'm going to hit a 2-iron.
He hasn't really thought
in
about
the fairway, and I'm a great short iron player. In fact, one of the best.
If he sometimes does, it's a little right. It's hot. It'll be up against that tree, and he's blocked out. And so he can't spin the ball coming into that fly. Yeah.
And that's how I was able to bait you. Yeah, first hole.
So that's a fish.
I birdie.
Done.
200,000 first hole birdie.
So part of it is strategic, though, because you've got to get them to accept it. So you see how I subtly slid that in? Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to do that, but I think I found the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, $200,000 for a couple of guys that are worth like over $1 billion combined.
Who put that up? Capital One?
With the Tell me, Phil, are you going to pay for that bet with the money you got from the illegal trading insider tip? Or is that going to be some of the money you earned playing golf? How much is Phil actually worth? Like, his published net worth is over $300 million.
Oh, my God.
Something tells me if he was worth over $300 million and had that, and it was liquid, that he wouldn't need to be doing the illegal insider trading to pay off his gambling debts.
See, I think...
You'd be surprised.
I think he is. I mean, he's still got his own plane. He's still got property everywhere.
He's got that itch.
Yeah.
He likes to gamble.
For those guys to actually, you know, like reach into their pocket and pull out $1 million, it's still $1 million you got to pull out. That he was going to have to pull out for it to pay that gambling debt. What he did is inexcusable, and him ratting out his friends and sending them to prison, awful. And everything leading up to this, the 24/7 thing, which I'm probably the only one who watched it in its entirety, but I watched it. The everything having to do with golf is great. Whenever these two are trying to be like off the cuff and, you know, talk a little bit of smack, it's not good. I don't believe that $200,000 bet was organic and in the moment.
But no, really?
But what I do like...
It sounds so authentic.
Here's the fun part. When Tiger starts describing how Phil's not going to make birdie, he's 100% right. Water. Well, he likes to hit that little flare, so he's gonna hit the... Or you're going to end up against the tree if you hit 2-iron. You're not going to be able to spin your approach shot, so yeah, I'll take that bet. He's correct. Now, if he finds the fairway and he makes the birdie, fine. But everything that Tiger just said, he's right. That's what, now I'm back in. I've always been in. I was always going to get it. But I was starting to feel like it wasn't going to be very good. I think it might be good. Once they get away from the scripted stuff, the 24/7, the press conference, once they're out on the course and actually playing golf, I think it's going to be good.
The fact it's hole number one, they're trying to hook more people in. Why is it no hole number four? Exactly. Why is it not hole number five? Exactly. Why not 13?
Yes.
Hole number one, so everybody buys it and tunes in, then you can't tune in.
How much do you think each of them is getting to do this?
Oh, that's a great question.
$5 million? $5 to $10 million?
Well, doesn't...
Think about the overall
isn't
number.
Isn't $9 million an odd amount? Like, wouldn't you be guaranteed $1 million just for showing up to this thing?
Yes.
So, how about that? You're guaranteed $1 million just for showing up and playing in this thing.
So, you're not even taking money out of really your own money yet at $200,000.
Right. No.
It's probably sponsored by Capital One.
If you're going to do this crap, I want to see you go all out. I want to see you make $1 million bet.
Take your shirt off.
Let's go. Let's do something. Let's make $1 million side bets.
Well, there'll be more to come.
You,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen to the
both of you.
Tom just got the email. Among the announcers, Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. That, to me, makes it more entertaining. That makes me more likely to want to go to Hardy's house on Friday. I'm not paying the $20.
He good hit point. That
Capital One guys.
All
Capital One commercial guys.
Capital One commercial guys. Good pickup. It just seems so fake.
It is. They're both phonies.
They're both phonies. That's what it is.
This is like McGregor, Mayweather.
I like both. Mayweather, you know, all for all the talk about golf having no personalities, I like both of these guys more when they don't talk.
Yeah,
100%. I like watching Tiger for the same reason that we all liked watching Michael Jordan, Larry Bird. People who despise the Patriots still enjoy watching Tom Brady because you're watching the best who's ever done it do it, right? Sidney
Crosby.
Until
he talks.
Penguins. I'll watch Sidney Crosby play hockey. Of course you will, because they're the best, and you want to watch them doing what they do better than anyone else has ever done. But when they start opening their mouths and trying to act like human people,
I'm a robot.
Yeah, stop doing that.
It's uncomfortable.
Stop this? Talking to us.
How about this? How about double it?
Plus the whole notion that...
Oh, I want to double it?
Yes. You see how I
want to double make it $200,000? Oh, my God.
You know what goes back to? You know, the liars...
Let's talk some golf smack.
Double it.
Double it.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes.
It's only going to get interesting when one of them...
I like everything in twos.
When one of them refuses a bet.
Just like Perkins waitresses.
once they find the amount of money that makes the other one uncomfortable...
I'm a man of excess.
Or it's a bet that they don't want to take, yeah. Then it'll get interesting. Like, as you said, making $1 million. I don't even know if $1 million would do it. make it a $10 million bet on something. Let's play for the whole thing right here. Now that's going to get interesting.
But they're not going to do it. They're not. I just feel like it's going to be all these little tiny side bets. Yeah. No one's going to lose any actual money. And it just seems so forced.
They're going to do it one of those ones where they skip it over the water.
What time they teeing off?
The thing starts at 3 o'clock, so I don't know when they tee off.
Well, get to the point where they get near the water. They're going to do that thing where they scull the ball and try and drive it, you know, skip it across the water, and they're going to gamble on that. That's going to happen, too.
There'll probably be some weird stuff in there, sure.
Hit the club backwards, you know, through the legs. Yeah. There'll be weird bets all day.
Through the legs? How do they do that exactly?
Like this. Put the ball right between you.
Why don't you get up and
put the ball right here between you.
Yeah.
And then you get the club backwards, and you whack it like that. See, now you're taking me down that road. almost got in trouble yesterday.
Well, it's just you got to be careful. You've got to make sure you're whacking the right ball there. That's all.
Whack it with a hammer.
That's cover all. Just make sure you're very, very careful. 617-779-0985. We're going to do our football picks today.
Yeah.
There are three games coming up.
I know who I'm picking.
Who are you picking?
You'll be surprised.
NFL game, I assume?
NFL game tomorrow.
Okay, there are three Thanksgiving Day games. Thoughts on the Thanksgiving slate of games and also the football card, because we're not here on Friday. So we're going to get this out of the way and get this done today. Bert Breer is going to be with us coming up at 10:50. We'll talk about Rams-Chiefs from the other night and sort of where the league is going. That's all coming up, but we will get to the football card coming up next. Hardy has our headlines. Why don't you go ahead and do those headlines, Hardy?
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins back at it tonight. They visit the Red Wings. They're going to be without Patrice Bergeron. Team announced yesterday he's dealing with a shoulder, chest, rib thing. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers a little bit later here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Patriots getting ready for the Jets Sunday afternoon. Coach Bill Belichick, let me guess, they're good in all areas of the game.
This team that's really, I'd say, improved in all areas, certainly in the kicking game, with the return game with Roberts and Ed Myers. He's had a really good year for him. You know, offensively, it's an explosive group. A lot of big plays in the running game, big plays, receivers, guys really good with the ball in their hands, hard to tackle. And defensively, you know, they're always tough. But once again, lead the league in, you know, third down, third and short.
You think he likes pumpkin pie, Coach
Belichick?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
I don't like pumpkin pie.
He's a dessert guy. That game tonight at the TD Garden, 7:30, which means a 7 o'clock pregame on 105.7 WRO. Excuse me. Patriots are still talking about the Patriots. Uh-oh. They visit the Jets on Sunday. Celtics are home tonight. Whew. They're going to take on the Knicks at 7:30, 7 o'clock pregame on 105.7 WROR.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the football card. Final show of the week, so let's get this.
Feel good about
let's
it.
Get to it. Hardy claims to have a hot hand. Says he hasn't lost since October.
Says 4 or 5 in a row. Since little brother lost to Michigan.
Last game I lost was Michigan State against Michigan. That was October 20th. I've won every week since then.
Hmm. Or aren't you the redeemer?
Well, then. Well, then.
Feeling hot? Why don't you take your lines, pal?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead? You go first. Then. Start us off.
What? Well, the number is always different from what I have and what Jim
three.
Has.
Jim would, three. Bears favored by 3.
Take it.
Still don't know who's playing quarterback for them, right?
Take it. It's the Lions. It's Thanksgiving.
It's a spot.
Lions. They're not going to let us down.
That's why you take the
Lions
really?
On Thanksgiving? Gee, let's pull up their record on Thanksgiving.
I believe they're 38-36 or something.
Oh, so they do have a winning record. That's the one criteria you can put into the machine to get a winning record to spit out on the Lions.
I played on Thanksgiving once. Yeah. We Miami.
Lions
Miami, we were
Thanksgiving
in,
record. Hold on a second.
We were in Dallas. Came back, had dinner at like 9 o'clock at night. Wasn't too bad.
Let's see.
Jim, what do you have for Dallas?
36-39-2.
Tom likes that game too.
So they have a losing record on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
They've had this Thanksgiving Day game forever.
for hundreds of years.
Which, by the way, I agree with that they keep it, because in those places, that's a tradition. And you know you're going to sell it out, and people are going to make it a part of their day.
I miss Pat Summerall and John Madden doing it.
I like the way they've set it up.
One game I love.
I like how they've got this locked into Detroit and Dallas.
They got some good games here.
Yeah. So, okay. Hardy takes the Lions. Mm. There he goes, involving his home teams again. That's how he got in trouble last time.
They've won four of their last five Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Games.
I'm a little perplexed. Because T-Bone likes my pick.
Oh.
And the fact, T-Bone's like mush. Like, put him in the bathroom, right, I don't look
pick?
At his face.
What's your pick?
I'm going to take Mabel and the Cowboys. Playing the Redskins. Colt McCoy gets a start. It's the Colt McCoy era. -7.5
No, 7.5
Jim said 7.
It's at 7?
Give me 7?
Yeah. 7. I have 7 right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
I'll take that. -7. Big spot for Dallas. Dallas is 5-5
You want to buy half a point there, Zoe? You want to buy get that down to 6.5
Nah, I like it 7.
No?
They're going to win by 10.
Over under in that game is 41, by the way. They're not expecting
that's
many
high.
Points in these games. 41?
41's high.
Am I allowed to buy
for the first half?
Am I allowed to buy half a point? Can I do that today?
Yeah.
Do what you want.
I'd like to take the Patriots because I know what they're supposed to do in this game. They're supposed They're supposed to come off the bye. They're supposed to beat a bad team to a pulp.
Spank.
That went way up. I just looked at it.
What do you got it at? 10?
10.5
Oh,
Paul, wow.
It opened at 7.5
Damn it. Well, then it's not
people
a half
are jumping
point.
On that one.
Oh, I have it here at 10, so I was going to buy the half point, get it to 9.5 and think that that would be worth it.
You can buy a full point.
Does it make it worth it, though?
We don't win anyways. It doesn't matter.
All right, buy the full point. Buy a full
we're
point.
What do you think we're going to win?
The Patriots should win by 10 or more. They should.
It's not bad. The odds go from -105 to -125
Oh.
That's not terrible.
We're in. Mm. We bought a full point, and we got the Patriots at 9.5
So we just do it since Tom likes the same pick. Are we just going four team, or is Tom? You want to make another pick?
What's your pick, Tom? You like Zoe's pick, huh?
Tom.
I do like that pick, and I actually have a note from a tweet from RJ Bell.
Oh,
where he says, NFL teams favored by more than a touchdown on games played on Thursday are 42-22-1 against the spread.
That's not great.
Yeah, it's 2-1
That's a win, though.
Yeah, but it's not great. It's not like a overwhelming record.
All right, fine. I'll make another pick.
Well, it's not more than a touchdown, though. It's 7 So it's exactly a touchdown. So that RJ has the ability to weasel out of that.
Yeah,
like
I like how he does that. He should tell me what it is at 6.5 right? All right.
I don't know.
You're running out of obscure college games to do.
Well, either way, I'll make a bad pick while Tom's thinking about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Jim's ready.
What do you mean you make a bad pick? You lost one game this year.
What?
You lost a Clemson game. That's it. You're 9-1
Yeah, I just said I'll make my pick while Tom's thinking about
it. He's going to make his pick.
Make a bad
What's
pick?
The pick?
Apple Cup. Washington State's having a great season.
Love it.
Trying to roll that to New Year's Six game. Washington's going to beat him. I think they're going to beat him outright. It's +3
Yep.
Washington over Washington State +3
Talked to Bledsoe the other day. Said this kid's a real deal. Mr. Mustache.
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Movember, bud.
Those teams love to ruin each other's season. Washington State's done it to Washington a couple times. Now I think Washington's going to return the favor.
Wow.
+3
Hardy, what do you guys play for that? Little brown cup? Or is it a jug?
Little brown jug.
Little brown jug.
We still waiting on Tom?
We're waiting on Tom.
Waiting on Tom for some stupid Western State pick.
He's running numbers back there.
I like to take the over in coastal
I'm going to go
coastal
Thanksgiving.
Montana.
Coastal Idaho.
Coastal Montana.
He says he's going Thanksgiving.
And I'm going to go NFL. In the night game, I'm going to go over 60.5
Nope.
Over.
Nope. Don't like it.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate
tough
that
spot.
So much.
Sitting around all day. They're
going to be tired. Tryptophan kicks in.
You got New Orleans playing on a short week.
The game.
You got everyone playing
Julio
on a
Jones
short week.
Julio Jones is going to sit around eating turkey all day?
What do you think they're going to do? You're going to eat turkey.
I hate that. I hate taking overs. I hated it the other night, and they scored more than 100.
You know, you guys are going to eat a lot. I just want you to sweat it out a little bit.
They're going to eat turkey all day and have sex and lose their legs and have no energy all night.
What?
You're going to
eat
and have
sex? No, they say never
have sex
before a game. You lose your legs. You're not viral.
So you think they're going to have turkey and have sex all day?
Shut up. Damn it.
They're going to what? Venereal disease?
They're not viral.
Not viral. You want to have virility. You want to have your legs, man. Parcells, though, she said, God, I don't see any women in a hotel night before the game. Nobody's having sex before the game. Lose your legs.
Well, not with women, anyway.
Hey, look at these dudes. There's whole kind of dudes out in the parking lot.
By the way, I saw the Bankroll Boys in here this morning getting ready for Toucher and Rich. And, love Washington, nice. Too. So, for whatever that's worth.
So that's like your validation that the Bankroll Boys?
They're rolling.
Jim, you've got a better record than the Bankroll Boys.
Yeah, hate
to break that.
I don't know. Lifshitz is on fire.
Lifshitz is, he's not a big fan of RJ Bell.
Huh. Well, I am so
big fan. All three Thanksgiving
big
games.
Fan.
All three Thanksgiving games.
Yeah, I like
my game Love is on RJ. Friday night. It might all come down to Beatle on Sunday. Patriots
Friday
pick.
Night?
We could be 4-0 Friday night, waiting on Sunday for
Beatles
Patriots pick.
9.5.
That's what it's going to be. 617-779-0985. Bert's here. I see him. He's ready to go. He's got a nice Patagonia vest on today. He looks ready for Thanksgiving.
He sure does.
You smoking something for Thanksgiving, Bert?
He's smoking weed.
You got the smoker going?
What, are you
going
to come in here and tell us how good Carolina is again? Best all-around team in the league.
Ohio State, Michigan
smacked.
This weekend.
Oh.
That was going to be my pick. I was going to take Michigan.
A little Ohio State, Michigan. We could talk to him about that, too. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Bert Breer is going to join us coming up just moments from now. So don't go anywhere. He's next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Russ in a shotgun, back looking left, and fading to the left. He's got him! Touchdown in the left corner! They need points right here. Wilbur underneath takes it and fakes it, coming out on a bootleg. One man missed it, and he's going to fire! Touchdown in the back of the end zone! Russ in a shotgun, gives it off to Lewis, going to the right. Lewis getting outside, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown to Corey Lewis! The Mill Creek have just thrown another hook. Boom, boom, bam! Get out of the way. Strap up, Lewis. On that drive, can we just give it to him?
Yes, sir.
All right. The snap and the hole and the kick is up. And the kick is good. It is 34-34. He was the guy that came out with it. Norcross got another life, and they're on the 48. The 49. Take it, toss. We've got the Kamara moving to the right. Kamara 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Kamara touchdown. Norcross Blue Devils. You want to talk about momentum?
Yeah, a little lemonade, and I have some lemonade.
That was Alvin Kamara when
That's
he was
amazing.
In high school. Norcross, that was years ago. He may have been, I think he was young. He wasn't even like a senior in those
clips.
He was like a freshman.
Of course he was young.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Praise Jesus.
Forget it. That man was preaching right there.
Where you going?
He was preaching.
Reach. I told you get the other chair.
Oh, I need the low
What's
chair,
the
right?
Now? Watch your
I need the. I can't have the high chair, right?
You gotta get the low one.
Gotta have the baby chair.
Get the baby chair.
All right.
So nice, Hardy.
We're good to go.
Six Hardy.
617-779-0985. Bert Breer is with us from the MMQB. Bert Breer brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, where free means free. Free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today and find a location near you. All right, so that game the other night, Bert.
Crazy.
Insane.
Crazy.
Absolutely insane. We were saying yesterday that this could be some sort of landmark day and really the sign of the shift that has happened over the years in the NFL, and maybe we've reached the point that the NFL wanted us all to get to, which is a high-scoring, high-flying, entertaining game like we had on just the other night. Are we overstating it to say those things?
I think you're overstating it a little bit. Like I think this has been going on for a while. Like I think this is like, and I think it's like this open-mindedness now in the NFL to try different things. And I think forever and ever, like when you were in the league, though, I think most coaches looked at what was happening in college, they looked down at it.
Yeah.
And they said and they would look at it and they would say to themselves, "You know what? Like that stuff will never work at our level." And so, you know, for the most part, you would have, hang on a second here.
Yeah, yeah. Just go ahead and handle that.
I'll handle that real quick.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
You all good?
Yeah. Sorry about that. If I sound distracted,
we'll tell you later.
Let's wait until we'll wait until we tell you what happened there.
Tell you later.
Okay. So That's the second time
I've almost done that myself. So I feel for you.
The area code thing throws me off.
I feel for you.
So I do think that that's been going on for a while. Like, there were forever and ever and ever, you had college coaches who looked, or NFL coaches who looked down at stuff that was happening in college, whether it was what Steve Spurrier was doing at Florida or what Tom Osborne was doing at Nebraska. I think you see coaches embracing that now. Obviously, the rules play into it too. I think the other piece of this, the other thing is, like, I think the way that teams are playing defense is a little bit different, in that it feels like some teams are throwing their hands up and saying, okay, well, we're going to be in these shootouts, so we really only need three or four difference makers, and hopefully one of those guys will make a play at the end of the game. That's how the Rams are constructed. I mean, like, they've got holes on their defense, but they've also got a handful of really good players.
I thought they had no holes.
The Rams?
Yeah. I mean, at the start of the year, you had Peters, you had the safety that was franchised.
Right. Akib's hurt.
Akib was hurt.
Right.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to be at full strength at some point.
I mean, they're inside linebackers. That's a little bit of a hole. They're outside linebackers.
Yeah, but with their front.
They went and they brought in Dante Fowler, so that was addressing that. They're not great defensively. What they're capable of doing is making those plays at the end of the games. And we saw it against the Seahawks, right, where Dante Fowler made the play coming around the edge. And we saw it with Samson Ekwonu, what he did the other night. I look at, like...
You have no issue saying his name.
I think what it is... I had a feeling you might go there. I think it's a little bit like the Eagles in the Super Bowl, where, like, you watch Super Bowl 52, and I'm sure you guys were like me. I was sitting there in the third and the fourth quarter, and it was like, someone's going to make a play on defense. And
at some point, and that's that was going to happen.
And it did. And it did. Brandon Graham's strip sack was the difference in that game. And so it's almost like teams are playing defense.
Yeah, and honestly, I would sort of call that one borderline. Because when that happened, like, that was still going to take a huge comeback by Brady on that drive. Like, that would have been an epic comeback without the defensive play. Like, that's,
but it was 38-33.
Yeah, but
point,
it was really late when that happened. I was expecting it to happen earlier than that.
Right.
Like, I'm expecting that to happen early for, I mean, like,
fact,
at some point.
I think it's
third,
like,
quarter,
but
saying,
I don't know.
That's what, where you can criticize Bill is, like where you can criticize Bill there is, like, you've only got a finite, you got a finite number of players on your team who can make that play. And Malcolm was one of them, for better or worse, whether or not he played well or not. Like, he had proven, like, he was capable of making that sort of play, and he took him off the field.
So if you look at this current Patriots team and you look at their defense, a guy like Dante Hightower might qualify as one of those guys who could make a play.
Yeah.
Right? And so you then sort of say, well, you take the good with the bad with the player at this given point.
Right. Right.
Because you just need a play. And it's more important that your offense is efficient than ever before.
Right.
Like, that part I don't think we can really deny. And that's not something that happened overnight. That's not something that happened just because of this game the other night.
Yeah.
The importance of offense has developed over the course of a decade plus.
And it's a confluence of things, too. I mean, the other thing that we have to remember is that this is the first generation. This is like the first generation that was playing 7-on-7 growing up. Like, full-on 7-on-7 from the time they were 8 years old. Like, Pat Mahomes and Jared Goff are from that generation where, like, in the receivers, like, this is the first generation where, like, there were kids playing football year-round. You know, and that didn't exist in the past.
Florida,
so,
too.
With a lot of those, like, super specialized camps
And so where do you see the benefit? Well, they can't hit, right? Mm-hmm. They can't hit in March and April and May and June and July. They can't hit. So what are they doing?
Throw.
They're throwing it all over the place. And so I think you're seeing the effect of that, too, where guys get to the NFL, they're more evolved.
Yeah.
And you see running backs who could, like, run routes like receivers now. Like, it's just... there's an evolution of football that's happened, too, that I think is a part of all of this.
So if football continues to look a lot more like it did the other night with the Rams and Chiefs, are the Patriots equipped to live in that world?
Because they have Tom Brady, yes. I mean, I don't think, like, I think as long as you have Brady, you're fine. I also think that one thing we should not lose sight of here is that both those teams invested in the lines of scrimmage, right? And so if you look at it, that's what the Eagles did. The Eagles, like, one thing you can't deny about them, they paid Jason Peters, they paid Lane Johnson, they paid Jason Kelsey, they paid Brandon Brooks on offense. On defense, they have Fletcher Cox, they have Brandon Graham, they drafted Derek Barnett, they traded...
That's a badass front.
I mean, they've got good fronts on both sides. What do the Chiefs have?
They get Bennett, too, right?
Yeah. So look at the Chiefs. Number one overall pick at left tackle. They've got a guard that they paid, Duvernay. They've got the right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz, who they paid in free agency. And then on defense, Dee Ford, Justin Houston, Chris Jones, Derek Nnadi, they've got guys up front. And the Rams, same thing. They go out, they pay Whitworth to fix their offensive line, right? On defense, what do they have? Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Dante Fowler. And so I think one thing that we lose sight of sometimes here is like, oh, there are all these points and this is exciting and everything else. Yeah, but those teams are also really solid up front. So I think the idea that it's just become a 7-on-7 game is faulty too. I don't think you can just – I don't think you can play the way the Rams played without having like a really solid offensive front. And you can't make the plays defensively that those teams made to sort of try to flip the game back and forth. And we saw some defensive plays made in that game if you're not really good up front on the other side.
Okay, Wade Phillips has been around the league a long time. How's he feel after that game? Okay, you win the game 54-51.
I mean, one of the
things... You made a couple plays, you scored twice, but for the most part, you got gouged pretty good.
And, like, Wade to, like...
6 touchdowns, Bert.
One of the things that scares... Well, one of the things about Wade, like, and he's a great defensive coach, there's no question about it, but he had this nickname when I was in Dallas that, like, everybody called him Mr. Fix-It, right? And he hated it. And the reason he hated being called Mr. Fix-It was because the connotation had always been that he can come in and fix a place, right, on the fly. Like, he can go anywhere and get guys playing fast and get guys buying in, and in year one it would look great, but it wouldn't sustain. And so then in year two or year three, they were sort of like for one reason or another, the defense wouldn't be quite the same. And if you look at his history, the different places he's been, that's the way it's played out. And so I think there is some level of concern if you're the Rams there, like, is this like the natural backslide of a Wade Phillips defense? Did a really good job last year. They don't look the same as they did a year ago.
617-779-0985. Let's get to a couple of calls, if you don't mind, Bert, right out of the gate today. Josh is at BC. Hey, what's up, Josh?
Hey.
What's up, Joe?
What's up?
Yo, I got a little thing about the 7-on-7, the new millennium of quarterbacks you guys are talking about. I'm not really in on that.
You like the BC offense, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Josh.
That is. But what I'm saying is I think it's just the defense, man. They can't touch anybody anymore. And it is just becoming specialized, like what Brady said, is a craft of just athletes running everywhere. They're taking away the defense. You can't do anything on defense. You can't touch a quarterback. Not that I'm saying these guys are bad. One hell of a show they put on Monday. Great football to watch. But, yo, you know what, man? Like, it's just they got running backs. They can't use them because they know that if they throw the ball deep, all you got to do is touch me. If that DB doesn't turn his head around, flag, 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 flag. And I think it's fun, but I also don't want to get too carried away with this. I don't know how good these guys are going to be long term.
There's no doubt that, like, the rules play a part in this. I also, like, here's the other part, guys. I also want to see, like, a team like this win in January and February because we just haven't seen it, you know?
Right. Well, you saw it with the Eagles.
Yeah. So here's
sort of
here's one amazing number, though. All right. You know, there have only been two receivers in NFL history who have made $10 million in the year they won a Super Bowl. And there's only one who was on a long-term deal averaging $10 million a year and won a Super Bowl. So only one has, and that one player was Demaryius Thomas.
I was going to say that with Peyton.
It was Demaryius Thomas, who was playing on a team that couldn't throw it because Peyton was a shell of himself, right? And the other was Alshon Jeffrey last year, who was on a one-year deal. If you want to look at the number one receivers of the last 10 Super Bowl champions, you can go right on down the list. It was Marcus Colston in New Orleans, Greg Jennings in Green Bay, Victor Cruz in New York, Anquan Boldin in Baltimore, Golden Tate in Seattle, Edelman twice here. Then you got Thomas in Denver. Last year, it's Alshon in Philly. I mean, you look at it, it's like there isn't like a Julio Jones in there. There isn't a Odell Beckham in there. And so I still like want to see this happen in January. You know, like I still want to see like a team that's as invested as the Rams are in the skill positions win a championship that way, because history tells us that it doesn't really hold up in January and February the way that, you know, at least the way or to the level that it looks in September and October.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.